AM Amory and WBZH 910 AM W245 CT Hayward.
Always streaming on the Civic
ABC
Media
News,
app.
I'm Alexis Christophorus. Hurricane Idalia prompting an update from President Biden at the White House on the federal government's response. Trees and power lines are down, nearly 400,000 without power from Florida to Georgia to the Carolinas. The president says he's spoken to every governor in the storm zone and door-to-door rescues are underway.
Federal teams on the ground are going to continue to work with the first responders in Florida, Georgia, South Carolina, North Carolina to get people to safety.
Idalia is now a Cat 1 with 85-mile-an-hour winds, and it could become a tropical storm at any time as it moves over Georgia and into the Carolinas. Idalia made landfall this morning in Florida's Big Bend region between Tampa and Tallahassee. Russian officials say Ukraine launched a wave of drones into western Russia. The drones hit an airport near Russia's border with Estonia and Latvia, igniting a fire and damaging several transport planes. This is ABC News. Peter Navarro, a one-time aide to former President Trump, will stand trial for criminal contempt of Congress after failing to answer a subpoena for the January 6th Select Committee. A judge in Washington ruled Navarro has not met his burden to prove that Trump ordered executive privilege for Navarro. Navarro said the legal fees are bankrupting him.
We're going to go up to $750,000 by the end of the trial, and the appeals are going to be over $1 million. Okay? Do I look like a rich man? This is the same suit I wore in 2017 going into the White House.
Navarro's trial will begin Tuesday. The wildfire in northeast Greece is now burning for a 12th day. The massive fire has destroyed homes and land near the border with Turkey. Some bad news for Amazon employees who have been pushing back against return to office mandates. The company's CEO says to work for Amazon, it's time to return to the office. Alexis Christophorus, ABC News.
Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly. New details about a stolen semi-truck chase in western Wisconsin last Friday were released in court documents this week. 47-year-old Michael Jones of St. Louis is facing four felony charges and is accused of stealing his employer's semi-truck in Chippewa County. According to court documents, Jones stole the truck after being fired Friday morning from Rand's Trucking. Law enforcement began their chase near Warren's, about 50 miles south of Chippewa County. The chase ended near the Wisconsin Dells, about 50 miles further southeast on I-94, when the truck caught on fire. A woman who was in the truck when it was stolen called 911 for help. Jones hurt an officer and damaged a police vehicle while he was being taken into custody. He's being held at the Juneau County Jail on a $25,000 cash bond and is scheduled to appear in court next month, according to online court records. For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
Experience the magic. Joy Engine presents Nightlife, Friday and Saturday, September 8th and 9th, from 5 until 10:30 p.m. The dazzling live spectacle brings 4D projection mapping technology to Milwaukee's iconic historic Mitchell neighborhood. A multi-story building at 710 West Historic Mitchell Street will serve as the mesmerizing backdrop for the show. Nightlife will feature a fashion show, a variety of local vendors, dance performances, and music. After sundown, the event will set the grounds alight with an amazing motion graphic show. Families with children will have plenty of options to indulge in memory-making activities throughout the festival's run, including a life-size light bright wall and a hands-on multilingual exhibit presented by PNC Bank. The event is family-friendly and free to the public. Don't miss this iconic event, Nightlight, presented by Joy Engine, where art comes to life. Log on joyengine.org/nightlight. That's joyengine.org/nightlight.
Have you Googled yourself lately? Are there negative posts from an ex-employee or from a former client? Maybe an outdated news article or sensitive personal information about your family. Search engines don't always get it right. But right or wrong, it's your reputation on the line. That's where Reputation Defender by Norton comes in. One of the most trusted names in online reputation repair. Reputation Defender has been fixing people's search results for over 15 years. Their cutting-edge approaches help you to wipe away unwanted information in your search results. They also promote the good stuff so that it rises to the top, helping you put your best foot forward. Your good name is too valuable to leave to the whims of a Google algorithm. Take control with Reputation Defender. You can start by getting your free reputation report card at reputationdefender.com or call 800-401-6681 to speak to an expert.
Warner Stellion.
Portions of the following program may be pre-recorded.
AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. The Matt McNeil Show for your Wednesday. Good to be with you today. Matt and Brett here today. Jeff Stein joins us here to talk. I don't know. I mean, can I filter it even down to what we're going to talk to him about at this point, Brett?
Yeah, you got no shortage of topics. You could go about like 3 hours with Stein.
Oh, he's doing a barbecue. Did I mention this?
His
station down there.
Is he the one barbecuing?
This is the caucus cookout that he's having out there. Oh, God, if he is. He's not going to hear the end of it.
Wearing like a chef's hat and a chef's apron during the interview.
Kiss the chef. Got to get him the apron for that. Apparently he's going to be doing a caucus cookout. So if you want to go have, smoked meats with a bunch of Republicans, hey, why not? Okay. Everything tastes so greasy. Anyway, we'll taunt and mock him for that coming up here in a little bit. Joining me right now is Philip Anthony. The Downright Upright Show is a podcast he does here at AM 950 Radio. He was kind enough today to do a show with me as the guest. So I said, okay, reciprocity, my friend. I have said, come on into the show. Philip, thank you very much. I appreciate the time.
Thank you for having me, really. It's a pleasure.
Oh, my pleasure to have you on in here. So first of all, why don't we explain, we do have your show is a podcast we do that's featured on our website, correct?
Correct, yes.
Yes. What prompted you? What got you to say, you know what, I'm going to try to do this podcast thing. I got some things I need to say, and I'm not hearing them anywhere else.
Yeah. I also did the Ellie Krug show as well, and I explained it. So what happened was, during the primary election of 2020, when the Democrats were all, Pete Buttigieg was running and all those people. Well, one of the people that was running the Pete Buttigieg, she was doing a podcast for him, promoting his campaign. She asked me in the crowd, she said, would you like to do an interview? Mm-hmm. And I said, sure. And she had this little podcast machine and showed me how to do it. And I said, that's interesting. I think I could do this. And then I met Chad Larson, the owner of the station, at a Blue State ball.
Mm-hmm.
And I mentioned it to him. I said, I just did this podcast with this lady, and she was great, and I think I know how to do this. Oh, yeah, you want to do it? And it just landed in my lap. It was crazy. I couldn't believe it.
How long have you been doing the podcast?
So May of last year. So would that be a year?
A little over a year. Well, and you're basically, one of the things you do, you talk about obviously current issues, obviously a lot of pro LGBTQ plus IA plus community issues as well, correct?
Correct. Yes, absolutely. Yep. Because I'm full disclosure, I'm a gay man. Mm-hmm. And I don't think there's enough shows out there that talk about these issues. Obviously, AM 950 does have Ellie Krug, has JP Derbogosian as well. So, yeah. So thank you, AM 950, for promoting LGBTQ issues.
Well, thank you for being awesome. You're awesome, and you're bringing, I think it's important information we get out there, because we just had that case down, Don Savage, where they're having the drag queen story hour, and the people, we like to think that these issues are not still as prevalent, but we have, and let's be honest, we have people in the post-Roe v. Wade overturning world who are desperate to keep those far-right Christians angry at something. Mm-hmm. And so they're now going back to the tried and true conservative well of going after the LGBTQ community. And this is, they have no problem going out there and vilifying these people just because they're trying to create political points. So mm-hmm. fighting back any way we can is important.
Exactly. And I talk about that on my show. I talk about that. I think this hate brings butts to the polls for the Trump side, mm-hmm. because I think, love doesn't sell. I hate to say it, Matt. I mean, it doesn't. I mean, I try to preach how wonderful it is to be, who I am, and how wonderful it is to be, whoever your true self is. And I don't think they like that. I think they want to segment the country into two pieces, I guess. And it's really unfortunate that there's all this violence. And, I mean, African-Americans are getting killed, gay people, Jews. I mean, it's over just for being who they are.
Mm-hmm. And that's exactly what it is. And what I'll say when it comes to... It's been interesting to watch the evolution of, to a point, acceptance, at least here in a good chunk of the metro. Not saying there isn't still bigotry. Not saying there isn't anti-homophobia, but or homophobia, I should say. But it does, I remember I would talk to people in Excelsior and in Wayzata who were traditionally these conservative areas, and now it's like if I'm going to be a conservative, I've been told I've got to hate my cousin who's gay. I've got to hate my business partner who's transgender. I've got to, I'm not going to do that. And it became this test for the Republicans. And they, in reality, is they failed, because I think one of the things that happened is that when you know the people in the gay community, it becomes very hard to accept this narrative of hate, because no. That's Philip. That's Philip. I mean, well, you want me to hate Philip? No, I love Philip. Philip's great. What are you talking about? You're wrong. And see, that's where it kind of blew up in their face, at least here in the metro, where, even in Savage, which 10 years ago was this beat red as anything in outstate Minnesota, is now, there was a far larger show of support for that store down there than there was for the people that were trying to shut it down.
Yeah, we talked about that at the end of... our show, my show with you, and you talked about Minnesota. You're loving Minnesota. I mean, Minnesota is amazing. I mean, there's protections for trans people in Minnesota now, etched in the law, that other states do not have. Women's rights are etched in the law. Women have the right to their bodily health and can go to pursue abortions if they need one or if they want one, et cetera, yada, yada. I mean, there's so many things we have that other states, women are being forced to give birth in other states.
Mm-hmm. Children are being forced to give birth in other states.
There you go. And, doctors are leaving in droves. OBGYNs are leaving in droves. They feel their hands are tied. Mm-hmm. They can't practice their craft. So they have to leave. Trans people, I actually, on my last, one of my last shows I did with Brett Johnson, who is our producer here.
I have no idea who he is.
I don't either. No, I'm just kidding. So Brett was at the AM 950 tent with me, and we were interviewing, people that were at the the Pride Festival in Minneapolis. And to a T, people were saying, there's a lot of love here. I feel safe here. And there were people that said they moved from other states to come to Minnesota so that they could be who they, just to be themselves. It's so amazing. Minnesota, thank you. Thank you, Governor Walz. Thank you to the House and the Senate. For making us people, regular people like everybody else.
Same thing. I was at Hopkins Pride, and same thing. You have people saying, I've moved here because, hey, you guys accept people here, which is, it's a lovely, I'm glad we can be a beacon, but it's a shame we have to be a beacon.
That's true, yes.
One of the things we're going to get into in this next political season is you're going to have, especially the Republicans desperately want to take the House back. Now, the governor's office and the Senate are off limits because that's not going to happen until 2026. Mm-hmm. They're going to be up against Amy Klobuchar, who's the top of the ticket in Minnesota, along with, at this point, looks like Joe Biden. So it's going to be a tough win for them anyway. They're going to desperately try, Republicans in the state, especially in the House races, are going to desperately try to portray themselves as new age moderates, that they basically, we're not against women's rights to their own bodies. We're not against the LGBTQ community. The reality is that when you look at the outstate Republicans who right now today are talking about absolute bans on all abortion, making being LGBTQ illegal in the state of Minnesota, I have yet to see anything from the moderate Republicans that tells me that they are going to stand up for anything outside of caving to what the far right wants. Do you have any faith when you hear moderate Republicans out there saying, no, that's them. Don't worry. I'm going to still be an ally. If they have the right to, if they're going to be the final vote on a bill that would discriminate against the LGBTQ community, do you feel as if you can trust them, or would they run to the other side?
Well, I think we've been talking about this before also about Will Hurd. Yeah. He's running for president right now. But he had said on CNN that the LGBTQ community are his friends. Mm-hmm. Just that statement. And he's now below 1% in the polls right now because he said that. Mm-hmm. And it's mind-boggling that you can't just – I'm a taxpayer. I was born here. I'm an American just like you are. Mm-hmm. I am not grooming your children. I am not doing all of the things that you hear from the far right, not the right. Because there are, like you said, moderate Republicans that are, you know, have, you know, half a brain. And we have to stop dehumanizing people. That's the bottom line here. You know, I'm a taxpayer like you are, Matt, like Brett is, like everybody is. I was born in the United States. I'm an American citizen. I'm not one of these people so-called that crossing the border, illegal aliens, unquote, that they call it, you know. So demonization is not, you know, my cup of tea. I don't like listening to that. I want to hear what you're going to do for Americans in general. Are you going to give us health care? Are you going to help, you know, people, you know, if they have a child, you know, be able to stay home with their child for whatever period of time to take care of the child, you know, like maternity leave, paid maternity leave, I think it's called, and paternity leave. So, et cetera, all those issues. But you don't hear issues. You're just hearing bloviations, I guess is the
word.
Well,
but isn't that the sign of a weak political party? They can't convince people to vote them on their platform, so they have to scare people into trying to vote for them, or at least appeal to that base hate core which exists, which, you know, generally, tragically brings out the voters when they need them the most.
I said that. Yeah, hate is a very strong motivator, you know, unfortunately, you know. But see, Democrats, we don't look at that kind of stuff. We're always talking about policy. Did you notice that?
Well, is it right?
Silly
to
me. Yeah, silly me. You know.
Well, I mean, but you're right. I mean, I look at, okay, so you got paid sick leave. I look at the free school lunch. I look at preserving transgender rights. What do those three things have in common? Well, it's basically taking care of people.
Regular people.
And that's all you're doing. I mean, at the end of the day, you're taking care of a person. Mm-hmm. And if you look at those things and you say, well, you can't do that, that's you. There's something inside you that's wrong. Mm-hmm. That's not us. That's you need to go talk to a counselor. You need to go do something. But, you know, it's if you can't look at saying, you know, we're going to offer free school lunches to kids, and you can't, how dare you? What is freaking wrong with you?
I know.
You know,
I know.
And so it's. I think that that's kind of the... I like being on the side that actually cares about other human beings, even ones that are different than me.
Maybe we're wired differently as Democrats, Matt. I think that's just how
I don't think
I
we're
look
selfish.
At.
I don't think we're that might be a cold way to say it. I don't think we're selfish.
No.
It's the person. Okay, if I can bring in a weird analogy for you.
Okay, let's do it.
It's at the gym. You're at the gym,
okay.
And there are two types of people: the people that will wipe. Well, there's three types of people: people that don't wipe down the equipment at all. You know, libertarians.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But you have people that will wipe down the equipment before they use it and then go someplace else. Or and then there are people that wipe down the equipment after you use it and then go someplace else. And the way I think about it is I think Democrats are the latter. They think about other people and say, you know what, I'm going to clean up my mess and take care of it.
Mm-hmm.
Conservatives are the other side. They're like, I'm just going to make this good for me. I don't care about anyone else. And that is, and then they're the libertarians that never wipe down anything, but that's them. But no, yep. But I think that that's kind of the, you know, to a point, are we wired differently? I think there's a decency factor here. And I think that people that generally do care, it's not absolute. There are people on both sides. There are jerks who are progressives.
Yeah.
But there are really nice people who are conservatives. But the reality is if I was to basically boil that down, there's a selfishness problem, I think, that exists on the right.
Yeah, I think when you talk about Republicans, I don't like to talk in generalizations because, again, you have those Eisenhower Republicans that are still lingering out there.
A few of them. Yeah, there are.
They're still there. They're actually know one. Hi there. And they just want less government. They want people to you know, the quote, you know, pick yourself up by your own bootstrap thing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I don't totally agree with that, obviously, because I'm a progressive, but at least it's an issue that they can talk about. It's not a demonization. It's not a marginalization. It's just an issue that they feel. They don't like Donald Trump when he turns around and he says, you know, there are good and bad people on both sides when it came to
Charlottesville.
Yes, thank you. So, yeah, I mean, they're out there.
Yeah, and I think that you kind of alluded to it. I know a lot of them too that are just really, they're very good Republicans. I mean, the old Ventura style independent, which was fiscally conservative, socially liberal.
Exactly.
And I mean, I knew a lot of Republicans back in the 80s who were pro-abortion and pro-birth control, and so but they've weeded them all out of that party. Mm-hmm. But it comes down to this: it's great that you don't like Trump. Who did you vote for in 2016 and 2020? Because if you just sit there and say, well, I just can't have the Democrats win, well, then you're kind of more the problem than the solution.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so I think of it that way. But and like I said, and I know plenty of jerks on the left. I know, right, Brett? Anyway, I know plenty of bad people on the left that are there. But no, there are no absolutes. But the reality is there's a reason why as many people voted for Trump that voted for Trump. And they're only looking out for themselves. Yeah. And it's the Ayn Rand selfishness is a virtue crap. And that's really, we need to purge that from our society, I think.
Yeah. And you know, being, you know, a gay man and I'm married to my husband, we don't have children. Yeah. But people said, it's like when, you know, you have to pay taxes for someone's kid. You know, because, you know, you know, your property taxes go up because of schools, right? Yeah. I don't have a problem with that. I don't have any children. And I am happy to have your children have a good education. Because guess what? The smarter my country is, the better
it is. I'm going to need them later, either if I'm a business owner, I'm going to need them. Or if, God forbid, I'm sick, I'm older, I need nurses and doctors, I want them to get the best damn education they can get.
That's exactly right. And so the point I'm trying to make, basically, in a nutshell here, is that I don't look at myself first when it comes to the general society. I look at what's best for everybody and what will make us a more cohesive, harmonious society. So education is great to me. I mean, silly me, you know? And children getting food in school.
Heaven forbid, yes.
You know, is wonderful to me. I mean, did you see those kids when Governor Walz signed that bill? They were all hugging him and kissing, thank you. And it was a love fest.
It was a photo op of all time, man.
Favorite of all time. He looked like Santa. Those kids were...
And I knew a lot of Republican heads that exploded that day.
Oh, yeah, so. Yeah, me too. Yeah.
Philip Anthony, the Downright Upright Show. This is, it's on our website, am950radio.com, right?
Correct.
How often does it come on out with a new show?
Well, again, it's periodically. So sometimes once a week, sometimes every 2 weeks. So it depends on my personal schedule.
All right. I appreciate you having me on your show. I look forward to giving that a listen back.
You were great.
Thank you, sir.
And I would encourage all your listeners to go to the Downright Upright Show on AM 950 Radio and listen to the episode. It'll probably be posted this Monday, right, Brett, if you're hearing us?
Yep, we'll get it posted on Monday. Find it wherever you get your podcast. We have it everywhere.
And you can find the the Twitter feed. I'm calling it Twitter. No, I'm not calling it X.
What is that, X?
Yeah, it's a Downright UPRGHT, right?
Mm-hmm. I couldn't fit the I, so.
Downright UPRGHT. I'll link to all this a little bit later on. Thank you very much, Philip. I really appreciate that. Oh, my God.
Thank you so much. You are amazing. And I want to thank you on behalf of the LGBTQ community for all you do for us. And you're a perfect ally. Everybody should be like you.
We're all the same.
We're all human beings.
We are all human beings. That's what race do I belong in? I'm the human race. And that's all that is. So
exactly.
A pleasure. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Let's take a break. Yeah. Come on back. It's the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
Tune in this Saturday morning from 7 to 8 a.m. right here on AM 950 for the Gardening with Joy and Holly radio show. We'll be discussing what you would need, the requirements for a greenhouse, whether you purchase or buy one, as well as cover crops. Our guest is author Noel Johnson will be with us, and we'll answer your garden questions. That's this Saturday morning from 7 to 8 a.m. right here on AM 950. Tell a friend and let's grow together.
I'm Cynthia Magallanes, Executive Director of Minnesota Recovery Connection, inviting everyone to join us for the annual Walk for Recovery on Saturday, September 9th, from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Minnesota State Capitol grounds. Minnesota Recovery Connection's Walk for Recovery, presented by New Way Alliance, will be bigger and better than ever in 2023. Join us for Minnesota's premier all-recovery event, a day for everyone and anyone to celebrate recovery and break the stigma associated with substance use disorder. Sign up today. Registration is free. You can also take this opportunity to invest in recovery and donate to the walk. Your financial support helps Minnesota Recovery Connection strengthen the recovery community through peer-to-peer support, public education, and advocacy. Most importantly, though, please join us at the walk and put a face on recovery. Bring your family and friends to the Minnesota State Capitol grounds on Saturday, September 9th to celebrate recovery. For more information and to register, please visit minnesotarecovery.org/walk. I'm Cynthia Magallanes, Executive Director of Minnesota Recovery Connection, inviting everyone to join us for the annual Walk for Recovery on Saturday, September 9th, from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Minnesota State Capitol grounds. Minnesota Recovery Connection's Walk for Recovery, presented by New Way Alliance, will be bigger and better than ever in 2023. Join us for Minnesota's premier all-recovery event, a day for everyone and anyone to celebrate recovery and break the stigma associated with substance use disorder. Sign up today. Registration is free. You can also take this opportunity to invest in recovery and donate to the walk. Your financial support helps Minnesota Recovery Connection strengthen the recovery community through peer-to-peer support, public education, and advocacy. Most importantly, though, please join us at the walk and put a face on recovery. Bring your family and friends to the Minnesota State Capitol grounds on Saturday, September 9th to celebrate recovery. For more information and to register, please visit minnesotarecovery.org/walk.
Outfront Minnesota is a driving force behind LGBTQ plus advocacy in our state, and they're gearing up to honor our state's monumental achievements in protecting our LGBTQ plus neighbors. While other states took steps backwards, Minnesota had the greatest advance in LGBTQ plus rights in 10 years. We showed that Minnesota is committed to affirming our values as a state that trusts individuals to make informed decisions about their bodies and lives, while also taking pride in delivering exceptional health care and supporting communities in need. We passed a conversion therapy ban and a trans refuge bill, and now Outfront Minnesota is ready to lead Minnesota towards even a brighter future. To celebrate, Outfront Minnesota is hosting their annual gala, where we bring in together more than 700 guests at Allianz Field on Thursday, September 14th. The event celebrates a year of legislative wins while honoring diverse communities propelling Minnesota forward into next year. Again, that's Thursday, September 14th at Allianz Field with a dinner at 6 and party at 8. So come celebrate Minnesota's progress on LGBTQ plus rights and order your tickets at outfront.org.
AM 950, the Progressive Voice of Minnesota, the Matt McNeil Show. 952-946-6205. By the way, hey, the Twins lost. We were up, and then we didn't, weren't. And then we went to the 10th, and Duran and Pagan aren't really great pitchers. Duran can pitch a 105 miles an hour, but yeah, he's... They're not really great pictures, and you know, this is why, you know what, no one's more excited about Gopher football than I am right now, because I'm sorry, this is why, Twins, I can't get excited about you. Sure, you go and do a number on the Texas Rangers, you make it look good, you get that first big win, and this was an opportunity. You could have been eight games up in the American League Central with the rest of the month to play. And now you're only 5 games up. They got 3 games against you again. There's no reason in the world. I have zero doubt. I think what's going to happen is they're going to go down and they'll go down to Texas. They'll win 1 out of 3 there and then get swept at Cleveland. And there's a decent chance the Cleveland Guardians will be in first place by the time the Twins get back home.
At least we'll have a pennant race, though. Yeah, lamest, I'm with you.
The lamest pennant race in the history of mankind.
Who can finish above 500?
It's just, this is why I can't get excited about you. Sure. This is the argument people will make is, well, they're going to make the playoffs. I don't know if they are. I'm sorry. I think this team is just waiting to choke away. And frankly, if they do, everyone has to go. If they do, Rocco's got to go. All of his coaching staff has got to go. The front office, I would say clean house there too, because you shouldn't be this bad. And I can just make this point, and I've said this before. If Ron Gardenhire was in charge of this team, we'd be up with at least 15 more wins on the season. At least 15 more wins. Yeah. 9529. It hurts so much. What's the line? Do you know what the line on the Gopher football Nebraska game is tomorrow?
I don't, but I would venture to guess the Gophers have to be a favorite. Nebraska has not been relevant in over a decade.
But you know how they do it, man. They always downplay us. They're always going to play against us here. Here it is. Is it Minnesota? What's the line here? I got it right here.
I think they're playing at home too. I could maybe see them giving Nebraska the edge if it was in Lincoln, but they should beat Nebraska.
Minnesota by 7. By a touchdown. So prepare to pop that bubble early. Actually, I think that I hope they will win. My son, it's been fun because my son goes to the University of Minnesota. He's got his season tickets. He's extremely excited. I said, have you seen the schedule? It's, I think, the second hardest college football schedule in the nation. And he's like, I don't care. It's just great. I love it.
Is this his first season with season tickets?
Oh, no. He's had them for... He was actually in one of the promotional videos for the football team. He was one of those kids that was screaming on the sidelines. I was like, dear God, just we're not going to let anyone see that video. You might go find him. I'm not going to tell you who he is. He's a little excited about Gopher football. 952-946-6205, 952-946-6205. We'll take a break. Come on back. Jeff Stein, when we do return, it's the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
Hello, Twin Cities. This is Andy Otto, Executive Director of Twin Cities Pride. Pride isn't just the month of June, it's 365 days a year. I want to invite you to join me at the 3rd annual Bloomington Pride on September 10th from noon to 5 p.m. at the Bloomington Civic Plaza. Bloomington community members have partnered with Twin Cities Pride to make sure the festival keeps moving forward. Bloomington Pride has faced a few hurdles, but we're not letting the protesters shut us down. This year, it's coming back bigger and better than ever. We're proud to offer something for everyone. With 70-plus vendors and exhibitors, 9 food trucks, and North Star Tavern will be on tap with a variety of beverages for the over 21 crowd. We'll have lots of live entertainment that will get you up on your feet. And of course, plenty of drag performers. Mark your calendars for September 10th. Visit BloomingtonPrideMN.org for more information. That's BloomingtonPrideMN.org. I'll see you on the 10th.
Are you ready to embark on a journey towards taking control of your health and well-being? I'm Candy Broffel, host of Green Tea Conversations. Join me every Sunday at 10 a.m. as I sit down with the local experts who are bridging the gap between mainstream medicine and complementary therapies. Each week, we explore topics in integrative medicine, nutrition, fitness, creative expression, personal growth, and sustainable living. So grab a cup of tea and join the conversation as we awaken to natural health. Visit us at naturaltwincities.com.
G'day, mate. As an Australian, I'm a croc expert. Crikey, get him away from me. I mean crocs, like the footwear. And as a croc expert, I have to say I like Foamies from Skechers bloody better. Because Foamies have that stylish, trendy look, plus Skechers' world-famous comfort. All for a price that's down under the competition. Skechers is the comfort technology company. And Foamies have comfort innovations your whole family will love. Foamies are ultra-lightweight, water-friendly footwear that are flexible and breathable. Perfect for kicking it by the pool, grilling on the barbie. Or comfy enough to go on a walkabout. Plus, only Foamies come with fits and features like ArchFit with podiatrist-certified support. And max cushioning that feels like you're walking on big puffy marshmallows. And Foamies are perfect to keep you cool this summer or warm in the winter, which is great because it's actually winter in Australia right now. Good on you, Skechers. So get yourself some machine washable Foamies by Skechers and don't get bit by crocs. He's a mean fella. Find Foamies at Skechers.com, a Skechers store, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
You hear a lot about Rudy Luther Toyota's hybrid cars, but maybe you're asking yourself, are they worth it? Let me say from experience, absolutely. I have a Toyota Sienna hybrid, and the proof is in the gas tank. Before my hybrid, I was filling up my tank once a week. Now it's consistently every 2 weeks. I did the math, and my hybrid is saving me over $1,000 every year. And the Toyota hybrids are some of the most stylish and comfortable vehicles you'll ever drive. Now's the time to get a Toyota hybrid. Set up a time to test drive one today at Rudy Luther Toyota, the southeast corner of 394 and 169 in Golden Valley.
With your AM 950 weather, I'm Brett Johnson. Look for sunny skies today with a high near 81. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low around 60. And Wednesday, sunny with a high around 78. At Crooner's Supper Club, the entertainment doesn't stop when the show ends. Head over to Maggie's Lounge for some post-show drinks and great conversation. You'll love the relaxed and friendly atmosphere. That's Maggie's Lounge and Crooner's Supper Club off Moore Lake and Highway 65. More at croonersloungemn.com.
Jeff Stein's our national and presidential expert, noted author. Find his books over at Next Chapter Books at totallyiowa.com. The Iowa Politics Report and the Iowa Business Report come to us from KXEL in Cedar Falls, Waterloo. Hello, Jeff. How are we today?
Well, I can't speak for you. I'm fine. And so, therefore, if you're fine, we must be tremendous.
Okay. Well, you... Okay, so I got your press release in regards to the barbecue that you're going to be apparently... Are you working the grill that day?
No, we already had it. It was our caucus cookout is what it was called. Caucus cookout. And it was last Saturday, and we had 250 people and some presidential candidates, and a fine time to be had by all. And I know you love yourself some smoked grilled pork loin.
Well, is that what? So did you have the kiss the cook apron on? Were you serving up platters full of that? What candidates came up to you and said, "Hey, I'd like a some breast meat." Well, you know, who is the candidates that showed up?
Okay, first of all, pork loin, so that is not breast meat. I don't know.
I knew when I said that, the Iowan and you would come out. It's like, how dare you, sir? All right, so you got a slab of pork loin. Who did you feed first?
And a big grill. I mean, we had professional grillers. This is not like I got a little bag of Kingsford and fired up burgers.
No,
okay?
But I would pay money. I would pay money to do that, because you want to know the truth is, in Iowa, you could do that, and you'll still get about 20 of the candidates out there.
Well, absolutely. So, I mean, we had Ramaswamy. We had Larry Elder. We had half of the campaigns represented in one way or another, either the candidate, a spouse, or a surrogate. Duh. And the food was free, and it was air-conditioned. You'd have showed up.
Oh, well, dang right I would. Well, I mean, okay, I'll say this about Iowa. There's some things, you know, every place has its pluses and minuses. You will not find better pork or corn anywhere on the planet than Iowa. It is delicious. Did you have corn on the cob?
No, we actually had the pork loin.
Okay.
We had some fine Iowa beef burgers that were grilled up that were quite tasty. We had potato salad. We had baked beans. We had ice cream.
Okay.
What more do you need?
Obviously, an invite before after the fact. Is this why you sent me the press release afterwards, just so McNeil wouldn't show up?
Gosh, I thought I told Patrick to tell you. He's not there to defend himself, right? Okay. I thought it was safe, yeah.
Hey,
but one thing about this, none of the food was on a stick.
Now, you see, there's always an opportunity for an awkward candidate photo when you put something on a stick, man. You got to do better than that.
It was awkward enough, but we're going to do something similar at the National Cattle Congress next month, and you could come to this.
Okay.
We are having our 8th annual celebrity cow milking contest.
Oh, God. I've got tender hands. Let's see what I can do.
Well, I think the cows would appreciate that, come to think of it.
No calluses on that, man.
We started calling it the celebrity milking contest, and then it was pointed out that's not really what we meant. We were milking cows.
Well,
celebrities were milking cows, and we had to change the name, and it was much better. So you can come to that and see how you do.
Well, you know, if you're needing celebrities and there's going to be milking involved, hey, I'll be there. But you have to have the baked beans. I'm a big fan of those. So just make sure you're there, and I'm there for the milking. All right, so...
I have some baked beans left in the fridge if you want me to hold on to them until you get here next month.
I have zero doubt you have, like, a punch bowl of baked beans left over, because that's what always happens.
Better. It's a white bucket with a lid and a handle. You know, it's like real live K-12 lunch lady bucket.
All right. We're going to change. We're going to do a very direct change here. We have to talk about this. Mitch McConnell, okay. He froze up again. This is clearly he's having some problems here. He was unable to speak with reporters in Kentucky one just month after another episode he had on Capitol Hill. There have been some other reports that behind the scenes he's had other moments where he's just frozen up. We've Dianne Feinstein over in California. We've had questions about her ability to serve, and there are some questions here. The reality is that I think if you're getting to the point where there's questions about your ability to function in the job, regardless of what political party, all my best, go get the help you need. And in regards to McConnell, I'm going to only guess the only reason he's still there is because the governor of Kentucky is a Democrat and he'd be able to appoint the replacement.
Well, he also doesn't want to give up the power that he might be lucid. Now, any Republican who over the last 3 years has pointed at Joe Biden and said that he's failing and he has cognitive problems, et cetera, then every one of those people needs to look at the video I saw today of Senator McConnell. And again, this was to me, Matt, far worse than the very public freezing at the nation's capital. It was frightening. And I am not being nasty about it. The man took a fall and hit his head and was hospitalized. There is obviously still problems resulting from that. And it doesn't have anything to do, to your point, it has nothing to do with political party. It has nothing to do with age, actually. It has to do with, do you have some issue that makes it difficult for you to carry out your job? And this is just frightening to see any family not intervene. And again, Senator Feinstein's another perfect example. What this does to the people's legacy, it's just horrible, because to your point about Kentucky, Democrat governor, don't want that to happen. California, if she were to resign, yes, there's a Democrat governor, but who does he pick? Because there's an election next year and you have a whole line of Democrats already running and you have charges of favoritism. That all should just not matter. Yeah. You know, how about a little grace for these poor human beings?
And I'm going to just say this about California, is that there are plenty, it's California, there are plenty of Democrats. Heck, I mean, I think, you'd even be, and I know some Democrats might get upset about this, I think you could put someone like Schwarzenegger in there, and I don't think anyone would really have a problem. I don't think he has any intention of trying to run for that office. I think he could do something like that. He'd probably be, you can find someone in California that has nothing to do with that race and put them in there. I think what you just said, though, is that the question comes down to is if the individual that's having the trouble is still trying to seize the power that they have, then, you have to have, someone behind the scenes is like, okay, power is one thing, but this is not how you want your legacy to be written.
It's grace, it's compassion, and we have a country to run.
Yeah.
All right, let's not forget that. And so, again, I say to folks on either side, if you've been pointing at people on the right, if you've been pointing at Biden and Feinstein and saying how poor, bad off they are, then you better be singing the same song about Senator McConnell, who clearly has issues, and vice versa. I mean, anybody on the left who's saying Mitch needs to go, well, look around. I mean, at what point will there just be compassion for the human being?
There's another issue. I want to actually retouch on something that you mentioned last week, and I think we need to do a little bit of a clarification, because I had multiple listeners call up and just kind of ask for a little bit of clarification on something you said. And it's in regards to the right to a speedy trial. And you had made the point that Trump, you know, the right to a speedy trial is not something the prosecutor is able to necessarily bank on. It's something the person who's being prosecuted can use if they want. And we're already seeing in Georgia some people who say they want a speedy trial. But right. The way that I think it came across is, and this is not what you're meaning, is that, no, Donald Trump does not have the ability to look at a prosecutor in any of these cases and say, well, you can't prosecute me. I'm entitled to go to trial when I want to. You don't have to prosecute me until 2030. It's, you know, in the case of, in both the Atlanta case and the D.C. case, it seems like what they've done, the people that are bringing the charges have really laid out a pretty tight case, which in their mind doesn't feel as if it needs a lot of extra time. It's when they set that timeline up, that's where you go from. So the prosecutor, the person that's prosecuting the crime, they're going to put out their suggestion of when they would want the trial to start. That doesn't mean that the judge has to go with it, but it is also a kind of a guideline for where at least the prosecution is on the case.
Typically, it's a 90-day period for speedy trial. That's the case in most jurisdictions. So if you are arrested, the defendant has the right to invoke speedy trial. The idea is to make sure that prosecutors don't arrest someone, anyone, have them in custody for years on end, and then just never tries the case. So the right to demand speedy trial is solely the defendant's. However, once they waive it, it does not mean that they control the calendar. The only way they control the calendar is to ask for a quick trial within that 90-day period. The one thing now, if you want to look at the Trump case where they said March 4th, right? That's the
day before
the case in D.C.
Yeah.
Okay? So let's just do some rounding here because we're almost to the end of August. That's all of September, all of October, all of November, December, January, and February, right?
Yep.
6 months from the time they have set the trial date to the trial. That is not an uncommon calendaring, all right? So I know those on the right are saying, well, that's right next to Super Tuesday. Well, it could be right next to not as great Tuesday 2 weeks later. I mean, you can always find some reason. You know, well, you know, you've got Thanksgiving and Christmas. Those are 2 days. Okay, mm-hmm. So the point that the judge made in saying, I understand there are other things that Mr. Trump may want to do, and this is where the problem's going to come in. She said, this case takes priority over other cases. Mm-hmm. Not really sure how that's going to go over, because if there's anything, and I say this was with respect about a judge, the judge believes their jurisdiction is superior to all others. But leave that one alone. She said, just like any other criminal defendant, this one has to arrange his commitments accordingly. And a lot of them on the right said, well, that's terrible. Well, it's 6 months from the time they set the trial date is when the trial would be held. If there are issues in the discovery process, if there are issues with regard to witnesses, statements, interviews, all the things you do leading up to a trial, if there are issues that mean it is not fair for either side, one or the other, to have the trial that date, you make a motion to have it continued. Okay? Mm-hmm. The idea of saying 2026, because they had 2.5 years to get the case together, I should have 2.5 years to get ready for it, that's nothing but showboating. And we said that at the time. So, I mean, it's, you have to make sure that this defendant is treated the same as others. Would others have a 6-month lead time for trial? Mm-hmm. I would suggest yes. When you have complexity like 18 co-defendants and trying to remove it to federal court, does that change the dynamic? Yes. But again, when these prosecutors have said, we want to do this quickly, well, once there's a waiver of speedy trial, it's only the judge who determines the trial date, period.
In Atlanta, you brought that up. There's a few of the, mm-hmm. the of the 19 that do want to have a speedy trial. And it sounds like Fannie Willis is trying to get it to where they're going to include all of them in a speedy trial. you know, we'll get back to Mark Meadows here in a second because there's another issue there. We'll talk about that after the break. But I want to talk about the, you know, just the legal side of that. In a RICO case, is that a possibility for the district attorney or the whoever the prosecutor is to basically be able to say, okay, wait a second here. It's a RICO case. I don't want people trying to manipulate the system to basically try to, you know, give outs to, you know, give outs for themselves and give outs to other people. And so then we're going to just, if one person wants it, we can move the whole thing. Can they do that in a RICO case, or is that still individually that they're separate, even though it is a RICO case?
Well, they are each charged separately, and they can be found not guilty or guilty separately. And so if I'm the criminal defense attorney, and you're telling me I have to have a trial sooner, and it jeopardizes my client's right to a fair trial, I'm going to resist. That's not an automatic. Now, obviously, the DA is going to say, well, I got to have all of these mopes in the courtroom at the same time in order to make my case. Well, I don't know that you really have to. And the thing is, if some of these people, as they have invoked the right to speedy trial, you cannot get around that. Mm-hmm. You have to, because that's constitutional. I mean, that's black letter law. Whether or not you can force a defendant who has a valid claim to not having enough time to prepare for trial, boy, that's a tough one. Because mm-hmm. now you're opening up appeal issues.
Well, and also in the idea of the speedy trial, the people that are being prosecuted, they're trying to beat it to the punch. They don't want people flipping. And if they can get their court trials done quickly, then before someone else flips, they might be able to get away with either a lesser penalty or no penalty at all. So I can see that, but I just don't think, even if they went with a speedy trial, which I think is mid-October, I don't believe that. I gotta believe there's gonna be at least a few Cirque du Soleil flips going on here before too long.
Well, I mean, the trapezes are set up there at the CNN Plaza just for fun. You know, Peachtree Plaza and trapezes on Friday midday. Well, here's one thing, though, that, and I have not studied this enough to know that this holds water, but a lot of those who are demanding speedy trial in the Atlanta case are lawyers. And they're setting up a defense of saying, I simply gave legal advice. I didn't act on anything. I simply gave legal advice. And if they can peel apart quartets of defendants, in essence, and they get acquittals on, I was just giving legal advice, that makes it a very different case going down the line against the ultimate target, which is the former president.
Here's where that, and we don't have really time, but the one problem they run into with that is that they had case after case after case that was thrown out. So at some point, their legal intuition should have kicked in. Maybe we don't actually have the right, you know, the law on our side on this case. So I've heard some people say that is going to be a little bit of a problem for them. We'll take a break. When we come back, Mark Meadows, I want to talk about him directly because I think there's some bad news coming down his way. It doesn't mean that he's definitely not going to go into federal court, but it seems like the judge that's weighing this idea is thinking about splitting these charges up, which is not going to help Meadows at all. Jeff Stein joining us with his usual Wednesday visit, 952-946-6205. It's the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
Cynthia Magallanes, Executive Director of Minnesota Recovery Connection, inviting everyone to join us for the annual Walk for Recovery on Saturday, September 9th, from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Minnesota State Capitol Grounds. Minnesota Recovery Connection's Walk for Recovery, presented by New Way Alliance, will be bigger and better than ever in 2023. Join us for Minnesota's premier all-recovery event, a day for everyone and anyone to celebrate recovery and break the stigma associated with substance use disorder. Sign up today. Registration is free. You can also take this opportunity to invest in recovery and donate to the walk. Your financial support helps Minnesota Recovery Connection strengthen the recovery community through peer-to-peer support, public education, and advocacy. Most importantly, though, please join us at the walk and put a face on recovery. Bring your family and friends to the Minnesota State Capitol grounds on Saturday, September 9th to celebrate recovery. For more information and to register, please visit minnesotarecovery.org/walk.
Turn to Auto Technical with your vehicle donation. We have families waiting for a car. You know, over 85% of unemployed are successful in finding and keeping a job if they have dependable transportation. A car plus a job equals a life changed. 612-919-5526. We have families waiting for a car. 919-5526 or autotech.org.
Affordable, healthy, and culturally appropriate food is accessible right in the heart of the American Indian Cultural Corridor at Four Sisters Farmers Market. They embrace inclusivity and accessibility at Four Sisters, accepting SNAP and EBT benefits, market bucks, guest produce market bucks, cash, and cards. So enjoy the abundance of fresh food regardless of your payment method at Four Sisters Farmers Market. Open Thursdays until October from 11 to 3 at 1414 East Franklin Avenue. More at NACD.org and tell them Native Roots Radio sent you.
AM 950, the Progressive Voice of Minnesota. It's the Matt McNeil Show. Jeff Stein joining us, getting ready to fire up the King's briquettes out there for us. Jeff, so I wanted to ask you a little bit about Mark Meadows, because Mark Meadows put out a case. He's trying to make the argument that he can go to federal court, because he says he was acting in the capacity of the White House. It's interesting because the judge has come back and he's actually asked the Franny Wills, can you basically break these charges apart? Because apparently he feels as if there might be one or two of them that might actually be there. But he's also saying there's clearly some ones which do belong in Atlanta State Court, which is the bad sign for Meadows, because if he has even one charge there, it's not something I think he's prepared for. What's your thoughts on that?
Well, first of all, I can now hear you through the StreamYard. I couldn't before, so I don't know what fixed, but now everything's wonderful. If you split charges, one of the things that you're doing is you're having to now go two different places, and that's the part that you're getting at. That doesn't really help him. You know, it's sort of like he needs an all or nothing. But what I found interesting was he's showing up at these hearings and talking. And
oh, yeah.
You know, Are you sure you really want? Yeah, ask me anything. I mean, it's sort of like he's very happy to tell the story. And as you and I have talked previously, he's, you know, the one voted most likely to flip by the class of 23.
The Cirque du Soleil institution, yes.
I mean, this is battle of the network circus of the stars kind of thing here. He's just flying through the air. No, I think he is the one who did himself the most good at the January 6th grand jury, and he's now trying that same, literally singing like a canary here. He's certainly being consistent in terms of the story he's telling, and that could help him avoid wearing a striped jumpsuit for a few years.
And you can hear me right now, Jeff?
Yep.
Beautiful. So the question then comes in, as you said, he basically had a bunch of this where he was out there insisting, oh, this was Trump. I was following Trump's orders. Isn't the argument he's making that is unless all those charges get put to federal court, as you just sort of said, he blabbedy 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 blab. I mean, my thought is that if this goes back and stays in this court, they can admit all these things that he said into his case, can't they?
But did it hurt him? I'm not sure anything he said hurt him. Because, for example, if the best that they have is that the president asked him to get a phone number for somebody, Meadows gets the phone number, he connects the call. You know, did he go beyond that? I don't know. I mean, the indictment is very much a kitchen sink sort of an indictment, and the idea is to get as many people in there as possible who have their necks on the chopping block to then give each of them little pieces of the puzzle that then they can use against the former president. And so who cares if he's blabbing all over the place? I mean, yes, they can use it, but he obviously thinks that he's got a pretty good defensible situation.
Well, and he also did do the I don't recall stuff with, you know, when he said, "Who do you know who's on the call with you?" I said, "I don't recall." I don't think that's going to play well. I think a lot of that case is going to stay at Atlanta. Jeff Stein, once again, will re-air this on the weekend. Find his books at Next Chapter Books. We'll talk to him next week. Hour two, that's coming up next.
This is Chad, owner of AM950, here to tell you about the exterior construction company I trust, Snap Construction. If your home was hit with the most recent storms, trust the most well-reviewed exterior construction company, Snap Construction, for a free home inspection.
This is Ryan, owner of Snap Construction. There are a lot of great construction companies in town. My advice is to take your time and do your research. Make sure they are locally owned and that they guarantee their craftsmanship for life. Also, you want to find a company that's been in business for at least 10 years. You want to work with a company that's going to be there long after the work is done. Snap Construction has handled thousands of claims, and we'll help you through the process.
Don't go with the out-of-town, fly-by-night contractor. Most storm damage goes missed by the untrained eye. Trust Snap Construction for your free storm damage evaluation. For your free storm damage evaluation, call Snap Construction at 612-333-SNAP.
You're listening to WLAK 1260 AM Amory and WBZH 910 AM W245 CT Hayward. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News.